This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Kevin McCullough, I'm sorry.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
Who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
How Barack Obama is dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh. Well, roll up your sleeves, ladies and gentlemen. We got us a controversy tonight. Are the Dems trying to burn the burn? That's the question coming out of the Democratic primary. You know, the Iowa caucuses are Monday. In an hour or two tonight, Kristen B. Tate. Liberal invasion of red state America, what it's all about. She will be with us to talk to us about it. We've got a lot to get to. Welcoming you in to a Saturday night. I hope that where you're at, the weather is good, kind of on the chilly side here in the New York area. But great to have you with us. We always look forward to this. And my phone lines are wide open, 888-340-3373. I've got too many 800 numbers in my head. Yeah. So anyway, here's what we're going to talk about tonight. In the second hour, my very good friend, Kristen B. Tate, she told us the last time she was with us that she was working on this. This is her brand new offering, The Liberal Invasion of Red State America. It deals with a subject called domestic migration. And it is what is basically happening when, like in California right now, you have people that are leaving the state. Same with New York, New Jersey, a handful of other states. They're leaving those states because of the tax policies, because of the oppressive nature of the government there, and they're moving to places like North Carolina and Texas and Florida, where the tax environments are very, very friendly. And then they go there, and then they start to vote for people that start to put in policies that they just ran away from. So she's documenting how this is happening in this new offering from Regnery Publishers. Love Regnery. They do a lot of really good work. But she will be with us. The Liberal Invasion of Red State America, Kristen B. Tate, will be with us tonight, and we look forward to that in the Ladies' Lounge. Now, first hour, I'm really interested in your thoughts on this, because what is happening within the last 48 hours is nothing less than mind-blowing. And I'm not a Democrat. I'm not going to vote in the Democratic primary. I don't really have a dog in the fight. But if I was a Bernie Sanders supporter tonight, friends, I would be hacked. I would be so outraged tonight. I've got some of the headlines from some of the news sources, but in the last couple of days, there's been this now brand new revelation that the Democratic National Committee has decided to change the rules on two different levels to try to stop Bernie Sanders. One story appeared in the Politico talking about maybe making rule changes at the convention so that the superdelegates could be counted earlier. By the way, that's the exact same thing that Hillary Clinton used to cheat him out of the nomination in 2016. And then the other story that is populating right now is that the Democratic National Committee have decided to overhaul the rule changes for the debates. There's a debate coming up for Nevada. So what we'll have is the Iowa caucus on Monday. You'll have the New Hampshire primary the week following. And then before the following election, which will be the Nevada primary, about a week later, there will be a debate before that debate. Well, the headlines that I pulled today are demonstrate that the Democrats have decided that now they may change the rules to allow Michael Bloomberg to enter that debate. Now, here's why that's really unfair for a lot of reasons. Number one, he had not met the threshold for the polling requirements to hit 10%, I think, in three national polls, blah, 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 blah. That had to be done by a certain time. Evidently, he still has a chance of meeting that, but hasn't met it yet. He's somewhere, I mean, in some polls, he's at 4%. In the Iowa contest, he's at 1%. And he spent however many, you know, millions of dollars already on his. He spent more money, by the way, trying to get into the nominating process for the Democrats. He spent more money than President Trump spent in the entire election of 2016. Now, think about that for a second. Think about that for a second. He has spent more money in just trying to get onto the debate stage than President Trump spent for the entirety of his entire run in 2016. He's well over $280 million that he's already spent, and he's trying to spend more. And by the way, before the Democrats decided to change these rules, there was a donation made to the National Democratic Committee of about $345,000. And suddenly they came out and said, well, you still need to get the voter threshold, but we're not going to require you to have X number of donations by X number of donors, which was a major rule that kept a bunch of people off of earlier debate stages. I believe that up to half the field may have had to have missed one of the debates or more than one because they just didn't have the number of voters required that had given them donations towards their campaign, even if they had met the vote threshold. Now, again, I'm not going to vote in the Democratic primary, so I don't really have a dog in the fight. But I want to ask you a couple of questions about this, and it doesn't matter your political stripe. I think you'll have an opinion. 888-340-3373. Is this the Democrats' way of trying to prevent Bernie Sanders from legally winning the nomination all over again? That's what I do. You think that this is a corrupt way that the party, now they're not breaking a law. There's no law that governs how the parties have to run their elections. They can do whatever they want. They're a private organization. But if I was a Bernie Sanders supporter tonight, I'd be screaming bloody murder from one end of the country to the other, because it appears, at least to me, who I think I'm about as objective as can be on this, because I'm not supporting any of their candidates. It looks to me like they're trying to cheat him out of the nomination. And one of the ways that they need to do that is to get a solid contender for the centrist Democrat vote into the race, because Joe Biden's starting to fade and Pete Buttigieg hasn't caught fire. Mike Bloomberg makes a huge donation to the Democratic National Committee, $345,000. All of a sudden they change the rules, and now they're saying, well, you don't have to have X number of donations from X number of donors in order to qualify for the debate, when all the debates up till now have required that number be met. 888-340-3373. Is this the Democratic Party's all-out attempt to basically work over Bernie Sanders? Are they saying, we're going to cheat in order to keep you out a second time? And if it is the case, here's what else I want to know from you. 888-340-3373. Will it work, or will it make the Bernie bros so angry that they're going to respond in mass numbers in Iowa and New Hampshire in these first two elections here coming up in the next 2 weeks? Monday will be the Iowa caucus. A week later, on Tuesday, will be the New Hampshire primary. We're looking, if you look at current polling, Bernie Sanders is leading in both states. Everybody I talked to over the course of the last year said, there's no way Bernie's going to get the nomination. We'd never have a confirmed socialist as the nominee. But 7 out of the last 10 Democrats that have won Iowa have won the nomination, and all of the Democrats that have won Iowa and New Hampshire have gone on to win the nomination. Is this the Democrats' way of cheating Bernie Sanders? What are your thoughts? 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. Because it looks to me like it is. It looks to me like they're trying to prop up Bloomberg. Bloomberg's trying to prop up himself, trying to give some sort of moderate option in a party that's gone a little bit, you know, crazy for the wild guys. I mean, Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders have led most of this primary season, and my opinion is that their support are largely the same voter. Like, if either one of them had ducked out of the race, I think the other one would have gotten most of the support that they had prior to them getting out, which would have definitively put them way out in front of the pack in terms of, you know, if Biden's doing 15 to 18% and they both had 20% plus, then you take one of them away and now that person's at 40% or 38% or, you know, give some percentage to the others. But suddenly it's a wipeout. And in the last week, Elizabeth Warren has begun to tank. Her numbers are not doing well in Iowa. She's not doing well in New Hampshire. And there's starting to be some backward erosion. Is that support going to Sanders? And if so, is he going to be the nominee? And if so, is this the Democrats' way of trying to cheat their own person? I mentioned it to the lovely bride earlier today, and of course she said, well, why would people be surprised? I mean, if they're willing to cheat in a general election, why wouldn't they backstab each other to try to get the person that they wanted to have the nomination for in an unfair way? 888-340-3373. We're coming back live from New York. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick. And I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC. Hi. Hey, Kevin McCullough, you've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Of all the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 of all the boys.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. 888-340-3373 is my phone number. We are talking Decision 2020 here on Radio Night Live. And the question tonight is, with the big caucuses straight ahead, and they're just coming up on Monday, and it looks like three out of the last four polls that came out of Iowa showed Bernie Sanders with a significant lead. And by significant, 4 to 9 points, depending on which poll it was. And the thing that's interesting about that is that all we've heard for the last number of months is that the conventional thinking about Iowa is that it's going to be too close for anybody, any one candidate, to really feel comfortable and to be able to jump out and take the lead. Well, I want to know tonight, since the Democrats have just announced this weekend that they are changing the rules for the next debate, they may be changing the rules at the convention as well. But Michael Moore, actually, filmmaker Michael Moore, coming out slamming the Democratic National Committee, calling them disgusting for clearing a debate path for Bloomberg because, in his word, he has $1 billion effing dollars. That's Michael Moore's, and, you know, Michael Moore is a hardcore Democrat. Michael Bloomberg is not competing in Iowa, New Hampshire, Nevada, or South Carolina. He's gonna put all of his hopes on winning Super Tuesday in a big way and skip the first four races. I think that's a mistake for any candidate. I think that if you let someone else, particularly one candidate, get a big head of steam in those first three or four races, yeah, I don't think it matters. I think you will be an asterisk on Super Tuesday, because they will have enjoyed four consecutive elections worth of press and PR, interviews, 60 Minutes, the news magazines. Everybody's coming to them saying, hey, how are you doing this? What's your secret? Blah, blah, blah. And all the earned media that the candidate gets in doing that, I think, is a self-fulfilling and self-propelling momentum and prophecy towards the eventual outcome. Now, mathematically, it doesn't have to be that way. And that's what Michael Bloomberg is betting on. But he's already spent as much money in this election cycle. He has already spent as much money in the 3 or 4 weeks he's been in than President Trump spent for the entirety of the 2016 election, primary and general. So he's basically like, you know, just standing over a garbage can with a flame inside, just throwing money into it. As far as I can tell. But here's what I want to know. So the Democratic National Committee came out this weekend and said that for the first time, they were going to, in this election cycle, change the rules of how they were going to let people qualify for the debates. This is from the ZeroHedge.com site, but there's tons of sites that have information on it. Let me just read this to you. After debate rules were changed in favor of allowing billionaire Mike Bloomberg to join the candidates on stage for the next 2020 Democratic presidential nomination on Friday, Senator Bernie Sanders' campaign hit back, calling the decision emblematic of the corrupt political system that the Vermont senator has centered his run for the White House on defeating. Now, let's play some history here. Go back to 2016. Bernie Sanders won state after state after state And then you'd come out and you'd see, on some of them, you'd see the bottom line, Hillary Clinton won the state, but you knew he won the vote. How was Hillary Clinton winning those votes? Through some archaic rules that the Democratic National Committee had, where she had enough committed superdelegates from that state that the by the time they would be added into the mix, she would have not won. And those superdelegates are not committed to having to go with the majority of the ones that vote in their state. So it's really rigged. It's the way the Democrats have done it, and they're going to have superdelegates this year, but they've made the decision that if the convention goes to a second ballot, so they go through all of the nominating process and you have your winner, and they don't nominate that person by a clear majority, then they're going to go to a second ballot, and then at that point the superdelegates can cut free and do what they've done in years past, and they can all, you know, glom onto one candidate and then, you know, help that person get across the finish line. But Bernie Sanders' people are upset tonight, and I think that they have a bona fide gripe here, because on the eve of the Iowa caucus, when he's worked for the last 4 years to try to get his message out, not a message I agree with, not somebody I want to see become president, but he's been out there talking to the voters, going from town hall to town hall, doing the legwork, and then the Democrats on this weekend, the weekend going into the first caucus, say, you know what, for our next debate, which precedes the Nevada primary, which will be the third race on the calendar, we're going to let Mike Bloomberg get in because we're going to waive the rule that we made everybody else stick to. 888-340-3373. Is this proof that the Democrats, they're not only trying to cheat and undo the vote of the people through impeachment, like that's, you know, through made up fake crimes, you know, they want to undo the people's vote of 2016. But now they're trying to rig their primary election process. Is this evidence of that? 888-340-3373. I tend to think that it is. If you disagree with me, I'll put you to the front of the line. Explain why. But if I'm Bernie Sanders tonight, if I'm anyone that volunteers for his campaign, if I'm anybody that is out working a district, I'm even more ticked off now than I was 4 years ago when Hillary's people stole it from us. Because the very thing that they're going to be on the lookout for this go-around is making sure the rules are enforced equally. 888-340-3373 is the number, 888-340-3373. Now, here's what I want to... here's what I want to make sure that we cover. If they do this, do you think it helps him or hurts him in the overall turnout for votes in the coming elections? In other words, because there could be people that say, "Well, if they're going to cheat, I'm just going to give up." Or do you think his people get more fired up and get more angry and get more people to the polls? 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. And as always, if you disagree with me, you get to go to the front of the line. We've got, two lines open, so you can call us now. 888-340-3373. I want to say thank you to MyPillow for making tonight's broadcast possible. Mike Lindell, who got pilloried last week on Saturday Night Live, a steadfast sponsor to this show. He's got the Giza Dream Sheets on sale right now for buy one, get one free. He's never made that offer for the Giza Dream Sheets. If you call tonight, 800-506-2641, tell them you heard it with KMC. Use my promo code KMC. They're going to give you buy one, get one free on the Giza long staple cotton dream sheets, and they are literally the most luxurious thing you'll ever sleep in. I just promise you, 1,000%. Okay? 800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641. When we come back, we're going to go straight to your calls. And we've also got an update tonight on where we're at with the coronavirus. There's a couple of more cases that have broken out. One of them confirmed on the East Coast now in Massachusetts. I'll give you some details on that. Most important thing, stay away from the hospital and get your immune system built up nice and strong. I do that with Balance of Nature and the fruit and veggies, but we'll talk more about that later as well. All right, Kevin McCullough taking your calls when we come back. Is Bernie getting...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wayne. Wendy King.
There's a new warning from the State Department telling Americans not to travel to China due to the coronavirus. United, Delta, and American are suspending flights, and Americans are trying to leave China before the Monday cutoff. An eighth case has been confirmed in the U.S., a person from Massachusetts who recently went to China, where there are now 304 people dead. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar has declared a public health emergency. John Clemens has more.
That announcement from HHS also included an order that those returning to the U.S. are to be quarantined for 2 weeks. Secretary Azar believes the risk is low, but caution is advised.
The risk of infection for Americans remains low. And with these and our previous actions, we are working to keep the risk low.
This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
All right, it's Decision 2020. We are just a couple of days away from the first primary. Well, it's not really a primary. It's the caucus, the Iowa caucuses. And this is kind of cool how they do that. I'll get into this a little bit later, but you show up for the caucuses, and you go and you stand in one corner or another in the gym or the church basement or wherever your caucus is held. And the candidate has to get 15% or above to be counted for a share of the delegates. There's some 49 delegates at stake. You need I think it's like 1600, 1700, something like that, to win the nomination. But on Super Tuesday, which is 4 weeks from now, there will be 1,375 delegates given out. California has 400 and something. Texas will have several hundred all on the same day. So it gets serious pretty quick. And usually the winner of the early races start to build momentum. Bernie Sanders is leading in all the polls in Iowa right now. He's leading big time in New Hampshire. So there may be some Democrats worried that he's going to be the nominee, because there may be some Democrats that haven't completely lost their mind and think, you know, socialism maybe isn't the way we should go. But are they now cheating to try to keep him from winning the nomination? They've just announced a change to the rules for the next debate, and they're talking about changing the rules for the convention to try to stop him. This is according to stories in newspapers and Politico across the board. Let's take your calls. Shenny is calling us from Hollywood, California, watching on Biz TV tonight. Shenny, welcome. You're on with Kevin McCullough. Hi.
Hi, Kevin. This is Shenny, as you said before. And the reason I'm calling is because you are 100% right. They are trying to eliminate Sanders. That happened last time in 2016, and he was just put there just to show that Hillary hit somebody to debate. But at the end, he was gaining more than her, so Obama called him in, and he dropped out the next day. So I think I would never vote anything Democrat. But, yeah, you're right. That's what it is.
Well, and why do you think... So how are they supposed to... How are we supposed to take that political party seriously then when they talk to us about things like impeachment or collusion or those types of things, when they do this to their own people?
You know what? I call the senators every day, and I'm going to call Monday again, because they have to know, even if they hear my messages, but they don't offer anything.
Right.
They are liars. They invent everything. And what they have done to the person, that, you know, we will never be allowed to do that in the Conservative Party. So that's another story.
Yeah.
And I have a lot to say about that.
Well, Shenny, I appreciate your call. Thanks for listening and watching tonight.
Yeah, thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Keep up the good work there in Hollywood, California. 888-340-3373. Is the Democratic Party trying to purposefully axe Bernie Sanders? Are they openly trying to cheat to keep him from getting the nomination? 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Here's what is kind of playing out. Mike Bloomberg said he wanted to get into the race. He's announced that he is. He's now running ads in a lot of places. We're getting them in New York all the time. And they're not very good ads, by the way. They're all ads about, like, New York healthcare. And, you know, my bride sees it. She goes, is he running for mayor again? And she knows he's not running for mayor again. But the point in asking that was that doesn't sound like a presidential commercial. It sounds like a mayoral commercial, which is what he was. So the idea here is he's the more moderate alternative to the hard left people that are running. Now, don't get me wrong. I think everyone that's running on the Democratic ticket right now is far to the left of the president and far to the left of where most of the nation is at. But there are some that are pretending not to be, to try to fool enough voters so that they can say, well, we got a middle of the road guy. And Bloomberg kind of fits that mold. He used to be a Republican, and then he was an independent, and then he was a Democrat, et cetera, et cetera. But did he buy his way onto the debate stage? You know, he just made a $350,000 donation to the Democratic National Committee. And lo and behold, after he makes that donation, they change the rules so that he doesn't have to have the minimum number of donors to qualify for the next debate. And he'll get on the debate stage. Now, did he buy his way on? It sounds like it. That's what it looks like. He spent $280 million already. President Trump didn't spend that much in his whole run in 2016. But are they doing this to purposefully keep the front runner, who's Bernie Sanders, in Iowa and in New Hampshire? Are they trying to cheat him? 888-340-3373. And if you're a Democrat tonight, I'm going to definitely put you at the front of the line because you're the ones voting on this. And I want to know your thoughts. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Stay with us.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
This message is for all sexually active men. Now, you can get the same active ingredients as in Viagra and Cialis online in chewable form from BlueChew.com. Chewable can mean better, cheaper, and for some men, work faster. Get started 100% online. So no in-person doctor visit, no waiting at the pharmacy, and no more awkwardness. BlueChew.com ships directly to your door in discreet packaging. So order now. You'll love it, and so will your partner. For a limited time, first-time customers get their first shipment free. Just pay $5 shipping when you use the promo code FAST at BlueChew.com. Chewable can mean better, cheaper, and for some men, work faster. That's BlueChew.com, promo code FAST.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. The service is not intended to replace your primary care physician or cure any disease.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Come.
All right, are the Democrats cheating? Michael Moore says they are. Filmmaker Michael Moore says they are. Are they cheating Bernie Sanders to try to stop him? 888-340-3373. Why do you say that, Kev? Well, they changed the rules. They're now dispensing with the rule that you have to have X number of donors to contribute to your campaign. Small donor donors. And Elizabeth Warren's got to be pretty ticked about this, too. She has a million. She's recorded a million individual small money donors to her campaign. And Mike Bloomberg is going to get to just walk on stage, and he's had basically one donor to his campaign, and that's himself. Which I guess is nice, but you're not qualified. The reason that you put that rule in place is so that the Democratic National Committee can judge to see if you've got some measure of support. Because these national polls, these regional polls, they vary. Some of them say he's got 1%. Some of them say he's got 9%. And each one of the debates they've done, they've made the polling threshold higher. But it's also corresponded with the number of donors you had to have to be higher. And lo and behold, he makes a $345,000 donation to the Democratic Party. And they just wipe that rule away. Well, you don't have to have that many donors now. So are they going to let everybody? See, that's the thing that I'm curious about. Are you going to let everybody that's declared in the race that hasn't dropped out yet, are you going to let all of them be in to debate that? See, if you erase the rule for one candidate because he's a billionaire, and just think about this, friends. They're railing on Trump all the time because, well, he's a billionaire and he just gets his way. Well, first of all, he didn't spend money like a billionaire when he ran. He spent less money for the entire race than Jeb Bush spent in the primary. He spent, like, I think for the average vote, he spent something like 6 or 7 cents per vote or something like that. And everybody else that was in spent dollars per vote. Mike Bloomberg has already spent more money in the 4 weeks he's been in the race than Trump spent for the entirety of the primary and the general last time. But right now, this very minute, there is a burning rally going on in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. And I'm looking at it on Michael Moore's Twitter feed, and he's got, well, they've got 115,000 viewers that are tuned into it. He's turning out a big crowd. I mean, this arena probably holds 6 or 7 thousand people, and it looks full, and it's filled with Bernie signs. There's obviously ground energy behind him, and he's probably going to win the Iowa caucus. He's had AOC out there, and Iowa tends to be a little bit more left of center liberal. You know, they fancy themselves as being white liberals, so they want to be more, you know, thought of to be inclusive. And those of you that are in Iowa, you weigh in. 888-340-3373. But the Democrats that are in Iowa, they want to be cutting-edge Democrats. They don't want to be, you know, middle-of-the-road guys. So Bernie is kind of their cup of tea. They embraced Obama big. Hillary lost Iowa the first time she ran, and she lost it the second time she ran. Bernie beat her in the second election. Obama beat her the first time. This is not a middle-of-the-road kind of state when it comes to the Democratic Party. And then he's already up, depending on which poll you look at in New Hampshire, anywhere from 12 to 15 points in New Hampshire. Of course, he's a neighbor. He lives in Vermont, so he's kind of, you know, a New Englander. New Englanders feel a certain affinity for their own. But Elizabeth Warren's from Massachusetts, so she could claim the same thing. He's just closer. But at the end of the day, you have a bona fide socialist who's not even a declared Democrat running in the Democratic primary and saying that he's going to go for it. And his supporters have not backed off since 2016. They felt that the Democratic Party cheated them, and I think a lot of observers would say it looked like they cheated him in 2016. And it was weird seeing all the Biden surrogates that are parading as Democratic pundits on, like, the news channels over the weekend. Because you could tell who was supporting who by whether or not they were honest about who Bernie Sanders was and what his current situation is. And you could see, you know, Jessica Tarlov and all the ones that are on Fox that are, you know, those, they're really pulling for Biden. Biden is who they're just dying and hoping and praying will get the nomination. But he's tanking. His numbers are down. Bernie, even yesterday, in the USA Today for the first time overcame him in a national poll for the first time. He had led in some of these states. He's now leading nationally, 27 to 26%. It's within the margin of error. But it was the first time he had taken the lead in that poll. And now Monday's the Iowa caucus, and this weekend the Democratic Party says, oh, we're going to change the rules. The rules that everybody's been having to follow, we're going to change those. 888-340-3373 if you've got an opinion about it. But I wanted to highlight this. I don't know if Nick can put it on the screen, but Michael Moore is addressing the very, very leftist documentary filmmaker. He's addressing the Bernie Sanders crowd in Cedar Rapids. They have this rally's been going on for nearly 2 hours, and they've got 116,000 viewers watching. Now, obviously, those are from all over the country. But I think if you go to Elizabeth Warren or Pete Buttigieg or Joe Biden's Twitter handle, which I'm not sure he even knows how to type in, because he'll probably call it like 303-30-30-30. Just text Joe to 330303. Remember the first debate, his closing statement? And text Joe to 3303. And kind of mumbled off, like, what is that? I really do believe with all my heart that the Democrats are just, they are in desperate, desperate conditions. Because I think some of the party leaders, like Nancy Pelosi and some of those, I think they know a socialist probably doesn't pair up very well against Trump. But she also knew that impeachment was a loser. And now that's done. There's not going to be any more witnesses. The impeachment's done. That will come to an end this week. There is no more to be said there. And all that's left now to do is to let the people decide which direction they want the country to go in. Do you want to see a socialist like Bernie Sanders come in and give you free stuff, free health care, free college? Are we going to reimburse the people that paid for college, et cetera, et cetera? Or are we going to keep the prosperity that the Trump economy has going forward? It'll be something to talk about. Stay with us. Kevin McCullough coming right back. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to be back with you. We got a call during the commercial break from a caller from South Carolina who said, Kev, you were going to talk about the coronavirus, and I was. They have confirmed an eighth case of actual outbreak in the United States. This one is in Massachusetts. It's a student. And the U.S. also decided to go ahead and declare a health emergency. We've imposed some travel restrictions to and from China. There's some other travel bans that also got implemented this weekend that some of the Democrats are upset about. I'll talk about those later. But the main thing that I wanted you to know about the coronavirus, and I spoke with numbers of doctors last week, former Lieutenant Governor of the state of New York, Betsy McCoy, maybe the nation's leading expert on things like Obamacare and health care, et cetera, she came on my show and she said, Kev, the thing to remember about these types of outbreaks, and Corona is not a new virus, and the closest thing we've had similar to it recently was the SARS outbreak, is that a lot of times that infection was spread more rapidly through hospitals than anywhere else. So if you have to go to a hospital, take a mask, take disinfectant wipes, wipe down the chair you sit on. If you're in the ER, put that mask on. Do not breathe around other people coughing. There were people that caught the SARS virus that were just sitting next to the guy that came in with it and ended up dying because they weren't protected. And if you can, avoid hospitals right now. But the other thing, so I talked to then I talked to Dr. Douglas Howard, and he said, Kev, it's a virus. So the most important thing you can do is boost your immune system. Well, I do that with the fruits and veggies that you hear me talk about all the time from Balance of Nature. They are nothing but organically grown, dehydrated fruits and vegetables that are at their maximum power of nutrition. They've kept all of their color and light in the process. They dehydrate them in the dark. But if you take three capsules of the fruits and veggies every day, so six capsules total, you get 10 servings of 31 fruits and vegetables that have been ground into the capsules. So, and this is all verified and proven through peer studies and so forth. So here's what I want you to know. If you call tonight, Balance of Nature will give you 35% off, and if you use my promo code KMC, they're going to give you free shipping. And our caller that called from South Carolina said, Kev, make sure people know this, because there's thousands of people that are concerned tonight, and this is the most important thing you can do. Boost your immune system. Get more fruits and veggies in your system. The best way to do that, power dose fruits and veggies through Balance of Nature. 800-2468 is that number, 800-2468-751, 800-2468-751, 800-2468-751, and use my promo code KMC when you talk to somebody. And by the way, you get a free health coach when you call. They include that as part of the service. 800-2468-751. You can also check them out online and order through there as well, balanceofnature.com. Again, use my promo code KMC and get the maximum. But get your immune system built up and then stay on the offense against Corona. All right. Kristen B. Tate, my guest in the Ladies Lounge, coming up next. Don't go.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.